With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump signs a reciprocal tariff policy at the White House. It follows years of free trade on America's end while other countries place tariffs on America. President Trump says every American trading partner will face a tariff.
We will establish a minimum baseline tariff of 10%. You notice that on the chart. And that'll be on other countries to help rebuild our economy and to prevent cheating. So we're going to have a minimum of cheating, and we're going to be very severe on the people that at the gate that watch the tariffs and watch the product coming in, because there's been a lot of bad things happening at the gate.
The plan imposes tariff rates on many countries, including 34% on China, who has been taxing us 67%. 20% on the European Union, who is taxing America at 39%, 46% on Vietnam, who is taxing America at 90%, and 32% on Taiwan, who is taxing America 64%. Also at SRNnews.com, a Republican senator explained how upcoming cuts to Medicare and Medicaid could work, and his vision may spell good news for millions of Americans. Bernie Bennett has more.
Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said Tuesday that the cuts to Medicaid and Medicare under the proposed Republican budget wouldn't apply to benefits, but would instead target the administration of them. This, Cassidy said, could save money without impacting the benefit payments relied upon by millions. The Republican budget proposal for 2025 calls for $2 trillion in mandatory spending reductions. While the budget doesn't explicitly make cuts to Medicare or Medicaid, recent analysis found that that financial target would be difficult to achieve without impacting the two government-run healthcare programs. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Two Jewish students at Chicago's DePaul University suing the school after they say they were attacked. This is SRN News. In the UK, a British toddler is suspended and accused of being transphobic.
It sounds like a joke, but it's a true story. A little boy, age 3 or 4, was kicked out of a nursery school for, quote, abuse against sexual orientation and gender identity. The Telegraph newspaper has been going over data from the United Kingdom's Department of Education, and it reports that about 100 students were suspended from British schools in the 2022-23 academic year for being transphobic, including the boy and 12 others in nursery or kindergarten. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trump administration has launched an investigation into the California Department of Education. At issue is a policy that allows teachers and staff to hide from parents the fact that a student is trying to live as the opposite sex in class. The administration says the California rule may violate the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. This is SRN News. The U.S. Naval Academy removes nearly 400 books from its library.
The Navy was told by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's office to review and get rid of books that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. An initial search identified about 900 books. For a closer look, Academy officials decided on nearly 400 to remove and began doing so on Monday, finishing before Secretary Hegseth arrived for a visit Tuesday that had already been planned and was not connected to the library action. John Scott reporting.
It's part of Hegseth's goal of strengthening the military. A jury is now seated in the trial of the illegal immigrant who's accused of killing Rachel Morin in Harford County. The panel of 10 men and 2 women, plus 6 alternates, will hear the case against Victor Martinez Hernandez in the country illegally from El Salvador. He's charged with rape and murder of Morin, a mother of 5, in August of 23. More details at SRNnews.com.